This is WUWM's Chuck Quernbach with a story about healthcare inequities that goes back before COVID-19 started disproportionately affecting blacks and Latinos in the state. 6 months ago, Wisconsin Governor Tony Evers signed an executive order creating a healthcare equity council. Evers said the aim is to address health disparities based on race, economic status, education level, history of incarceration, and geographic location. A UW-Madison report card in 2016 gave Wisconsin a D on disparity based on the health of different groups of people compared to their peers of the same age in Wisconsin or other states. Evers announced the members of the Equity Council yesterday and later in the day spoke via the internet to the group's first meeting. He says he hopes the council looks at how various factors can affect health outcomes.
In other words, we have to connect the dots, whether it's economic policy, environment, access to healthcare or housing, or systemic racism that plagues our communities.
Evers has named 33 people to the council: Black, White, Latino, Native American, and Asian American. Some members are already connecting the dots. Dr. Jasmine Zapata is a pediatrician in Madison. She's Black and recalls how 10 years ago she gave birth prematurely, resulting in her baby being in intensive care for 3 months.
And as I took her home, I felt almost like a survivor's guilt type, where it's like, why did my baby get to go home, but there's so many other babies who don't survive? And then I began to look into the statistics saying that college-educated Black women have 2 to 3 times higher rates of infant mortality and premature birth than white women who are high school dropouts.
Another doctor who's Black, Tito Izzard of Milwaukee, told the council that he's also experienced health disparities. Just after college, his parents died while in their 50s. Later, Izzard and his wife, also a Black doctor, lost their son.
Of course, it's just an anecdotal experience, but looking at the data, it's like, you're not unique. And how we have to move away from everyone believing that is just about your individual behavior.
Izzard says for Blacks born in the U.S., health disparities go back to being descendants of slaves. He says health equity should be one component of a comprehensive reparations plan. The governor's Health Equity Council is expected to come up with proposals next year. Chuck Quernbach, 89.7 WUWM, Milwaukee's NPR.